This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week, Christmas week 2013, we're sharing my favorite Christmas stories, excerpts from some of my favorite Christmas messages that I've given over the radio and in person for the last 30 years. I want you to listen to a powerful story about forgiveness. Christmas is about forgiveness, and forgiveness is about Christmas. You don't believe it? Listen to this story.
Fourthly, love can win over hatred. You've got to believe this as well, that love trumps hatred. You work with hateful people, perhaps. Admit it, there are people you know that speak of their hatred. And I this may surprise you to say this, but I really believe that one of the most horrible things a Christian man or woman can say is not let out a sentence of profanity. Although that can be shocking sometimes, but long ago I'm not shocked even when I hear a Christian use profanity. I'm not saying that's right, I'm just not shocked anymore. But I'll tell you what still shocks me and stuns me is when I hear a man or woman who believes in Jesus Christ and then says about a person, I hate him. Oh, how I hate her. That is something that is antithetical to being a Christian. I'm going to tell you a powerful story that touched people in a deep, profound way because I found out that more people have gone through something like I'm going to describe to you than I realized. But this minister friend of mine told me years ago that he went through all his teen years. And he said, Randy, you may not believe this. He said, but I never spoke to my father. Never. He didn't go into why. He didn't go into what happened. And I always felt there had to be something drastic that happened for a man to say, I didn't speak to my father at all. And I even asked a Christian psychologist friend that I've referenced here before. And I said, what do you think was going on there? And he said, Randy, there had to have been some kind of substance abuse, drug or alcohol abuse. There had to be some kind of physical abuse going on. Maybe he brutalized his mother. There's something going on there that to explain why he never spoke to his dad. His dad died. He said he stoically went to the funeral, didn't shed one tear at his own father's funeral. That's not the end of the story. 20 years after his dad was dead and buried, he told me that he went to his father's grave for the first time after the funeral. He waited 20 years. And then he said, if you can believe this, he said, I started talking to my dad. 20 years after he was put in the ground, he said, I started talking as if he were right there, and I started looking at his headstone, and I was talking to my dad and pouring out all these thoughts about what was going on, some of my resentment and my bitterness. And then he said, I shocked myself. He said, I asked for my dad's forgiveness. He said, I'm sorry for denying my father a relationship with me. He said, I realized that the part of that was me. It's not all his fault. May I tell you something that's more tragic than that? Than a minister friend of mine who went to his father's grave to talk to his dad 20 years after he was buried is to know that there are people who come to church here and people in every ministry I've had who've denied God the Father a relationship with him through the Son. And someday I can picture them standing before the Lord and say, Lord, you don't understand. I was busy. I had a career to think of. I had places to go. I had people to see. I had things to do. I was busy with my life, busy with my children, busy with this and busy with that. And they denied God the Father a relationship because they never had that relationship with God the Son.
Well, I can tell you, our prayer for all of you listening to Cross Hope is that you have a relationship with God the Father this Christmas through God the Son. Life is in the Son. He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.